At the midway point of the 100 meters backstroke, Jackson Sauve was in a close race for the Ontario High School Championship. If there were any concern that Sauve had gone out too hard in the first 50 meters, they were quickly put to rest over the next 25 meters. By the time the Georgetown District High School swimmer pushed off for the final leg, he was a full body length ahead of his competition. The grade 11 student would touch the wall in 1 minute, 5.99 seconds, a whopping 2.75 seconds ahead of his nearest rival to claim the Ontario Federation of School Athletic Association's gold medal. The margin of victory was the largest in all the senior boys' individual events. "He works super hard," said GDHS coach Krista Nichols. "For a grade 11 to be that dominant is incredible." Sauve's gold medal highlighted GDHS' second-place finish at the provincial championships. And though there was some disappointment that the school's 13-year run as provincial champions came to an end, Nichols was quick to remind the team that any other team in the province would be thrilled with the result. Georgetown did claim the provincial titles in the junior girls and para divisions while finishing second in both junior and senior boys. Prior to OFSAA, the 87s hit a remarkable milestone by winning their 25th consecutive Halton Championship. That streak dates back to when Nichols herself was a member of the team. Leading the way at OFSAA in the junior girls division was Gabrielle Ng, who earned a silver medal in the junior girls 100 meters freestyle. Nichols said it didn't take the grade 9 student long to demonstrate her dedication, attending 3 or 4 practices a week even though only 2 were required. She swam a 1:15 in the 100 meters freestyle at the beginning of the season, had cut that to 1:11 heading into OFSAA and then claimed the silver medal with a time of 1 minute 7 seconds and 81 milliseconds, that left her just a quarter of a second behind the gold medalist. Ng said the team's reputation and past success was a motivating factor for her. "I knew they were pretty successful, and then when we went to meets, everyone wanted to beat us," she said. "It made me want to do better and be a part of it." Ng also finished 6th at OFSAA in the 50 meters freestyle, but considers the 100 meters to be her strongest of the two events. And all extra practices she attended paid off. "It was difficult. I really had to push through some of them," she said, "but it definitely helped my sprinting." Andrew Stanescu claimed Georgetown's 3rd individual medal with a bronze in the senior boys' 100 meters individual medley. Stanescu was in his first season swimming in the high school division and earned his medal with a time of 1 minute 4 seconds and 81 milliseconds. He was also 5th in the 50 meters butterfly. Stanescu and Sauve also teamed up with Noah Faragos and Drew Bonney for a bronze medal in the senior boys' 200 meters medley relay with a time of 1 minute 58 seconds and 66 milliseconds. The junior boys' 200 meters freestyle relay team of Simon Patton, Bennett Cameron, Hunter Bonney and Trent Carlisle also won a bronze medal, finishing in 1 minute 53 seconds and 94 milliseconds, just 0.06 behind the silver medal team. "A lot of the high school swimmers that medal used to swim club," Nichols said. "None of them have a club background, nothing recent anyway." Jessica Sedarius came away from OFSAA without a medal, but was a big contributor to the Junior Girls Championship. She finished 4th in both the 100 meters IM and the 50 meters freestyle and was a member of the Junior Girls Medley Relay team with Ng, Lauren Campbell and Brooke Marcella, who also finished 4th. Nichols said Sedarius was hurt by a late scheduling change that divided the boys' and girls' events to separate days. Sedarius finished the 50 meters butterfly in 33.02, missing the podium by 0.07. "The 50 fly was her 6th race in 5 hours," Nichols said. "She swam her heart out." Though there were no individual medals for Georgetown in the para division, consistent results helped the 87s claim the division title. Angelina Gutman was 5th in the 100 meters freestyle and 6th in the 50 meters freestyle. Georgia Pat was 5th in the 50 meters backstroke and 10th in the 100 meters freestyle. Kira Ward was 6th in the 50 meters backstroke and teammate Ziva Calder was right behind her in 7th. Nichol said grade 11 students Katie Pinkerton, Avery Ansell, and Sarah Johnson did an outstanding job coaching the para team, attending all their practices, coordinating travel to and from meets. They are amazing with the swimmers, so dedicated, and so responsible, Nichol said. Also making finals at OFSAA for Georgetown were Drew Bonney, who was fifth in both the senior boys 50 meters and 100 meters freestyle, Gabriel Parent, sixth in the junior boys 50 meters backstroke, Sov, seventh in the senior boys 100 meters IM, Carlisle, seventh in the junior boys 100 meters freestyle and 10th in the 50 meters backstroke, and the junior girls 200 meters free relay, Rebecca Cameron, Abigail Stead, Campbell and Marcella, finished 10th. Christ the King had 3 5th-place finishes at OFSAA, Sierra Roy in the senior girls 100 meters breaststroke, Kate LeBlanc in the junior girls 50 meters butterfly and Malcolm Egan in the senior boys 100 meters breaststroke.